Jude, a huge congratulations. A nice ring to it, a national elite champion.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, definitely a nice ring now. It's been a while since I was boxing on the national. It's good to be crowned champion again.
Brilliant stuff, Jude, brilliant stuff. Before we talk about the final, talk to him about the weekend. The quarterfinal, you beat, last weekend, you beat Martin McDonagh, and then you beat Gavin Ryan on Friday night from County Meath. What did you know about those two guys before those two fights?
My quarterfinal against Martin McDonagh, I didn't know too much about him. What I knew he was a young, hungry, up-and-coming lad. He boxed in Irish intermediates, maybe about a month beforehand, and he won them. So I knew he'd be coming to fight, and I knew he'd be up against it. So had to stick to what I was good at to overcome him. And in my semi-final on Friday night against Gavin Ryan, I know a bit about Gavin. We've done a few rounds sparring this last while within the high performance gym. So, and he knew a lot about me, obviously. So, again, it was all about being smart, setting a game plan, and just sticking to the game plan and seeing the fight through. And that's what I've done. And I was happy with them two performances.
Semi-final victory on Friday night. Little time to think about the big final. You took on the Galway man last night, Adam Hessian, last night, also at the National Stadium. Talk to me about your expectation levels going into that final. And were you confident ahead of the final?
Yeah, look, I was confident going into it. I was confident with having two fights under my belt. I've been boxing well this last while, you know, just before Christmas in December. I landed the Ulster title in Belfast. So I've been going well, and I'm back boxing at my best. Again, me and Adam, I think that's our fourth or fifth time fighting each other in the stadium. So we're no strangers to each other. We know everything about each other. You know, I know all his tricks, and he knows all mine. So every time we fight, you know, it's always going to be close. You know, it's always going to go right down to the wire. None of us are ever going to run away with it. We're going to be there, both right to the end. So again, it's just about who can pull off on the night, stick to their game plan, and just make things work for them. And thankfully, I fell in my favour last night with a 3-2 split decision one. I went right down the wire. It was all they fight for in the last round. Going into the last round, it was a round apiece. So I had to dig very deep and stay cool and calm in that last round. And thankfully, I did. And I just nicked that last round. I'm delighted with it.
Yeah, 3-2 split decision. It tells us it was a really tight encounter. Jude, you used the words there, back boxing to your best. Let's go back a number of years. Paris Olympics 2024. How have you been since that? And how have you enjoyed your boxing since that? What a huge experience, Olympics and Paris.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the Paris Games was a massive, massive, massive experience for me. In terms of getting on that world stage for everybody to see, showcase my skills and experience, mixing up with the best, like that's what you want to do, and it helps you grow and it helps you become a much better boxer. But just post-Olympic Games, I didn't do much after the Olympic Games due to injury. I was out for 15 to 16 months after the Olympics due to I had a slipped disc in my back, so... when I say back my best, I'm back boxing anyway, which is what I'm sort of grateful for and thankful for at the minute. I was sort of missed out on a year of boxing there after the Olympic Games, missed out on national championships and world championships that were held in September. They were in Liverpool, actually. So I missed out on a couple of big chances to represent Ireland. So again, it's made me a hungrier fighter. It's made me a more mature fighter, I think, my time out of the ring. And sort of coming back into the ring now, I'm just grateful and happy and sort of just glad to be fit and healthy to be in the ring fighting and competing again at the highest level.
With maturity and hunger going into 2026, is it fair for me to say a big year expected from you over the next 12 months?
Yeah, I hope so. Now, so winning the Irish Championship last night will set me in good stead going forward. You know, there's some big plans. Hopefully, there's a couple of World Box Cups coming up this year, one in April. It's in Brazil. There's another one, I think it could be possibly June time. It's in China. And then there's one in Uzbekistan again later on in the year. They're all world boxing events, and not sure yet, but they could be something we could, Team Ireland or Boxing Ireland could be aiming to send us to. So we'll just, again, I'm back in the high performance down in Dublin on Tuesday. Go back down there, get straight back into training, and we'll see what the year holds in store for us.
On a final note, Jude, to cap off a fantastic couple of weeks, not only did you win an elite title last night, but you were also named the tournament's best boxer. That was along with 51kg women's winner, Diana Moorhouse. Good feel, Ted, and icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's always great to win the Irish title, but then to win the boxer of the tournament, like, with some absolute class names, you know, class boxers and some real top boxers in Ireland in that tournament. Like, so it's, like you said, like, it's just tops it all off. A great weekend all round.